Now, if you didn't know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and last year, almost 20,000 women and 167 men across Australia were diagnosed with breast cancer. That is 55 people every day. But there's now another number that we need to be aware of, 37. And that's because since COVID became a national issue back in March, feels like longer, there's been a 37% decrease in people being screened for breast cancer. And that actually means literally thousands of people could potentially miss early diagnosis, which is so important. The McGrath Foundation is urging Australian women to take care of their pair. To talk about it, we're being joined by McGrath breast care nurse Karen Hennings. How are you, Karen?
I'm really well, thank you. Very well. Thanks for inviting me to chat.
Oh, look, you're welcome. It's great to talk to you. Just firstly, is fear of COVID really driving the testing numbers down and by that much?
Absolutely. Yes, a lot of people have been avoiding going out, avoiding going to their doctor's surgeries because they worry about catching the virus. And other people are worried about clogging up the system because they think, oh, well, you know, it's just a check. I'm not feeling really unwell. You know, I'll leave the hospitals and the doctor's surgeries for the sick people.
Yeah.
Now, when we think of breast cancer, we think of women, but men can also get breast cancer, can't they?
Absolutely, they can, yes. And, you know, and as you said, 167 men in the last year were diagnosed with breast cancer. The symptoms are the same. And all we ask is that, you know, if you notice something different about your body, about your breast tissue, then go to your GP and get it checked out.
Now, speaking of which, Karen, are there some simple rules for how to look, learn and feel, and the symptoms people should be checking for, both men and women?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've tried to make it really simple because as a breast care nurse, I know the number one reason people don't check is because they think it's really complicated and they need to be looking for something specific.
Mm-hmm.
But the three words you need to remember are, as you said, you look at the shape, look at the appearance of your breast, get to know what they look like. And have a good feel, you know.
It sounds
really
funny, but it's so important, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it is a funny thing. And you can make light of it, you know. You don't have to do it yourself. You can get somebody
else
to help you.
There you go, Glenn. You can help your wife, yeah. Bron, and Bron can help you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well,
and then you just learn. You learn what's normal for you because, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's breast tissue feels different, looks different.
Yes.
You know, just as we've all got, you know, different sized arms, legs, and other bits of our body. So as long as you know what's normal for you, then you're going to notice when something's a bit different and you can go and get it checked out.
And when it comes to a guy, it's the same sort of thing. We just have a feel and just feel for lumps.
Yes.
And have
exactly
a look.
Exactly the same thing. Have a look. See if anything looks. You know, breasts look a bit different, but they're pretty much always symmetrical. So, you know, if things look, you know, like if one looks different to the other, if you've had a feel in your armpit or a lump above your collarbone, because that's where, you know, it's not just the breast itself. It's really important to have a look at, you know, above and in your armpit as well. So anything that's, you know, different for you, get it checked out.
Right. Definitely. What is your message to people right around Australia this Breast Cancer Awareness Month? What is the main thing you want to get across to people?
The main thing we really want to get across to people is if you're not checking your breasts, start now.
Yep.
And the second thing is, if there's anything that you notice, get it checked out straight away. Don't hesitate. Don't think that there's any reason not to go and get checked out with your GP.
And what advice do you have for men who are looking after women who have been diagnosed with breast cancer?
Oh, for the partners of the women that that I have looked after, I just to be there, just to listen. Most people who've been diagnosed with breast cancer just need someone to listen to them. And, you know, you don't try and second guess, you know, the things that they might want or things they might want to talk about it. And sometimes it's just not saying anything at all. It's just being there. Coming along for the ride and providing a little bit of emotional support.
Yeah, very much so. And, of course, if we want some more information, we can go to mcgrathfoundation.com.au. Karen Hennings, thank you so much. Keep up the brilliant work that you do and have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks for letting me spread the word.